welcome to Believers Academy. My name is Barbara, and I'm so glad you're joining us for this series, The Holy Spirit. I believe this teaching will bless you, because today we're going to learn who is the Holy Spirit. We'll be covering 3 points in this lesson: who is the Holy Spirit, some tools of the Holy Spirit, and what the Holy Spirit does. You'll want a pen and paper to take notes on this lesson. Also, anytime during the teaching, you can pause or go back to hear a point again. In addition, located on this page with this video are some study aids that we've prepared for your benefit that you can download. This is a great teaching taken from a classic sermon by Kenneth Copeland. We know you'll enjoy it and learn more about God and His Spirit. So here we go. First, let's talk about who is the Holy Spirit of God. He is God. He's a person, not an it. He carries out the word and the will of God. Every time you read of God doing something, He does it by the Holy Spirit. We believe in one God. Deuteronomy 6:4 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." However, we also believe that God is three distinct persons who are in perfect unity. The first person of the Godhead is God, Jehovah. I am. We as believers in Jesus Christ and members of His family have the privilege to call Him Father. Exodus 3:14 says, "And God said to Moses, I am who I am." The second person in the Godhead is the Word. John 1:1-4 tells us that He was born in the earth and was named Jesus, Emmanuel, that is God with us, Yeshua, the Savior, the Messiah, Jesus. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. John 1:14 tells of His ministry as a man. So the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. The third person is the Holy Spirit of God. He's the one who carries out the will and word of God. God speaks and the Holy Spirit makes it happen. Also, He is the one who lives in the believer today, always speaking and guiding us to fulfill the plan of God for our lives. The first time you read about the Holy Spirit in the Bible is in the very first verses. Genesis 1:1-2 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters." The first creative act was by the hand of the Holy Spirit. Let's move on to the second point and talk about some of the tools of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is God and has immeasurable intelligence and power, just like the Father and Jesus Christ. He knows everything, past, present, and future. He was there when God planned it all, and He made it happen. Isaiah 40:12 says, "Who has measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, measured the heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance." The Spirit of God took a handful of water and calculated how much water is on the earth and where it should be at all times to keep the earth balanced. The Holy Spirit knows where everything is and how much it weighs. He watches every movement of everything to make sure there is counterweight to keep the planet from tipping over and getting out of sync with its appointed place. We said the Holy Spirit has immeasurable power. Well, here are some Greek words and their definitions that can be translated into the English word power. One meaning of the word power is from the Greek word dunamis, which means miraculous or explosive power. This is where we get our English word dynamo and dynamite. Jesus talked of this dunamis power in Acts 1:8. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." This dunamis power first came upon the believers in the upper room when the Holy Spirit came to live in them. This event is described in Acts 2:1-4. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like a roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other tongues, as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. How exciting! The power of God through the Holy Spirit came to live in the believers. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, God's power is available to you at any time. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." Now another definition of the word power is authority. The authority of God is over all creation. Since the believer has the Holy Spirit with him at all times, the believer has access to the authority of God over everything in the earth, natural and spiritual things. We have the Holy Spirit working within us. That's good to know. But even now, we have only scratched the surface of understanding his capabilities and his willingness to empower us. Now to our third point. What does the Holy Spirit do? Well, as you can see, the Holy Spirit is moving and working. In 2 Peter 1:20-21, we're told that the Word of God, the Bible, was inspired by God. In other words, the Holy Spirit gave special wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to men to write God's Word. Thankfully, we were given revelation and illumination by the Holy Spirit to write what God wanted us to know and what to think about concerning Him, and what changes we can make to be more like God. Jesus said in John 16:8-11, that when the Holy Spirit came, that he would convict the world of sin. Well, people from the deepest jungles to the hottest deserts to the most advanced cities need the saving power of Jesus Christ. It's the Holy Spirit's work to draw men to realize they need a Savior and to accept Jesus as Lord. Jesus also said the Holy Spirit would confirm that Jesus is who he said he is and did what he said he would do. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the soon coming King. He did die, therefore paying the price for man's sin. He did triumph over death, hell, and the grave, and opened heaven to those who believe. Jesus is your way into the kingdom of God. And as members of God's family, Jesus and you are joint heirs to all God has. The third thing Jesus said the Holy Spirit would do is to announce and affirm that Satan has been judged. Man is now free from the devil's power if he'll accept Jesus as Savior and Lord. Well, Ephesians 2:10 tells us God created you. And as a believer, you were recreated, born again. The Holy Spirit worked to do that, and now he works to keep you in relationship with God. The Holy Spirit's ability is greater than we can ever imagine. At salvation, the believer receives the Holy Spirit. He abides in you, he joins with you, and offers his ability in every area and situation in your life. 1 John 4:4 says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world." The Holy Spirit lives in the spirit of each born-again believer. He's there with you all the time. He's available to help, protect, provide, and guide you. John 16:13 says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He'll tell you about the future." You're told in Ephesians 6:10 to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God has given you the Holy Spirit to help you and make you strong. Learn to put God first. In this way, you'll know how to speak based on God's Word, not based on your desires, emotions, or experiences. According to Romans 8:11, that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. You have the intellect and power of God available to you. Your place is to believe it, receive it, use it, and be thankful for it in Jesus' name. Congratulations, you have finished lesson one. We studied who the Holy Spirit is, some tools of the Holy Spirit, and what he does in our lives. Please join us for lesson two of this series, The Holy Spirit, where we will learn more about how Jesus lived in victory in the power of the Holy Spirit, and how we can live successfully in that same great power. Before we part, here are some things for you to do. First, list some of the names of the Holy Spirit. Using Genesis chapters 1 and 2, write down the elements of creation and what part of the Holy Spirit had in each one. Consider your own life and write the areas that you need help from the Holy Spirit. Our next lesson centers on how the Holy Spirit works, so please join us. Remember to download the documents for your further study on the Holy Spirit. Until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.